When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Better Sex Radio. This is your host, Crystal Bougon. Happy Halloween, trick or treat. What's everybody dressing up as this month? I think I'm going to go as a dildo fairy this year. Last year I was a horny devil, so, you know, it's time to switch it up a little bit. Anyway, I hope you guys all have a great Halloween, a nice, safe, fun Halloween this weekend, and Halloween parties galore, I hope, for all of you. I just want to give a shout-out, too, to a group here in San Jose called Thick and Sexy. They're having a big Halloween bash this Saturday night at the Bamboo Grill, I think it's called. So check out their website, and they're on Facebook, Thick and Sexy. It's actually a free party this weekend on Saturday night at 10 o'clock. Bacardi's sponsoring it, so they're able to make it free. So all of you curvy and thick and plush ladies out there and the men who love us, the party's going to be happening in San Jose this Saturday night. Let's see what else. Still promoting my ebook. It's just $4.99. You can find it on my party website, listpartiesinc.com. And the ebook is $4.99. And it's all about how to get the gourmet blowjob and how to give an efficient blowjob. And also a bunch of stuff about how to use penis rings, kind of a penis rings 101, as I like to call it. And I think it's 14 to 16 pages long. And all this information that I've learned throughout the years from my parties, my partners, from the classes I've taken, you name it. So lots of fun information in there. And like I said, it's just $4.99. And when you order it, I also will add and send to you another little PDF that I created, which has all of our naughty cocktail recipes on it and a recipe for a better than sex chocolate cake that we've made 1,000 times. It's tried and true, and lots of compliments on that cake every time we have it or at a party or make it ourselves. Here in the Bay Area, we do pleasure parties, so we like to say that we bring our traveling romance store to you. So if you're in San Jose or Palo Alto or Morgan Hill, we do parties all over those areas, and we do bring a full store to your home so that nobody has to wait for their purchases. When I created my company Bliss, I created it so that when we do a pleasure party, we actually set up a full store because really people do not want to wait for sex toys or lubes or, you know, sex furniture. They want it that night. So we kind of changed the business model up a little bit. And we've been doing pleasure parties here in the Bay Area for about 9 years. And then we do lots of classes and things like that here in the Bay Area. And I also have an online store, which is just blissconnection.com. And our listeners to our podcast and our radio show can always shop on our online store at blissconnection.com and use the coupon code radio for 15% off. And we always pay the shipping on purchases over $45 too. So, okay, that's it for all the promotions. I want to get to our discussion today. Today we're talking about boobs and lubes, and we're going to talk to a company called Blossom Organics, and they're going to tell us all about their lubricants that are very female body safe, and also they have a revitalizing cream that's supposed to make your monthly self, you know, breast exam check a little more sensual. And I love that concept, so that kind of caught my eye. And I want to welcome them to the show right now. Let me just bring them on here. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So who am I speaking with?
My name is Johanna, and I work in formulations and marketing for Blossom Organics, and I've been with them since the inception of the company.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on the show today, and thank you so much for the lovely samples. I love the way it was packaged. I love the labeling. It's also clean and female-friendly and just not too foofy, but just right, just the right amount of prettiness and, you know, just looks high-end.
Great. Thank you. That's what we were going for. We wanted to create some products that would sort of fit more in like a cosmetic category, and so that we could really appeal to more and more women perhaps reach women who hadn't considered using lubricant or other similar products in their intimate life, and sort of make it so it's not intimidating and it doesn't feel naughty, except for in the best way, the best kind of naughty.
I get you. You know, it's so funny. A lot of times when I'm telling people about lubricant, they're like, oh, no, I don't need it yet. And I say, you know what? I don't either. Like, I don't have to have it. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to kind of flip the switch in, you know, my customers and my fans' brains to think about lubricant as like a luxury item you're adding to your sex life, like adding cream to your coffee, right? You can drink coffee black.
Right.
But it tastes so good. So think of lubricant like that, because really, even though I don't need it, I find sometimes when we add it, it makes it like it takes it up a step.
Yeah, I completely agree. I get a lot of that same feedback when I'm out in market, people saying, I don't need that. You know, what am I supposed to use that for? And I feel the same way. It's like everyone can have fun with it. And whether you physically need it or not, it's an added bonus to your intimate life. And if you really want to have an epic session with a partner or with a toy, you might need it after a little while. You know, our body can only produce so much.
Exactly. That's why I tell people, you know, lots of rigorous sex. Anytime you use condoms, anytime you use toys, if you're going to have sex, you know, 2 and 3 or more times in 12 or 24 hours, which, God, that would be lovely, then you know, you're going to need something because, yeah, your body can only do so much. I mean, you can still keep having sex, but sometimes the lubrication is not going to be there for you instantly. So why not have something like this lovely on hand? So before we get too far into this, I want you to tell everybody how we can find you online as far as like Facebook, Twitter, and your website, and then we'll talk some more about what goes into your product.
Okay. Our website is www.blossom-organics.com. Our Facebook is facebook.com/blossomorganics, and our Twitter is @blossomorganics. And we always, of course, are looking for more likes and more follows. So, and the more that we participate in our social media, the more fun we've been having with it. So I encourage people to join us.
Yeah, and if you're connected on my Facebook page on facebook.com/blissconnection, I've tagged Blossom Organics a couple of times too, so you can find them from there. So tell us how Blossom Organics got its start. Like what inspired somebody to go, okay, I want to make a lube?
Right. Well, our company was inspired by Melissa Yoakum, and she has developed natural body care and skincare products for years and years for brands like Juice Beauty and Avalon and Alba. So she had a lot of experience making things for the body and the face, and she is a very conscious consumer and a very sensitive person, and she wasn't able to find a lubricant that was working for her, and she was really disappointed with the options out there. Unfortunately, as you know, so many products on the market are formulated with toxic and irritating ingredients.
And so how is that possible, though? Like, you know, like, nobody, they have to go through the FDA.
And unfortunately, for lubricants, for skincare, for even for baby care, there's no regulations. You know, you can put, as long as the product is made in a facility that has been approved by the FDA, you can use almost any ingredient you want, and you can even make all kinds of outrageous claims on your labels, you know, saying things are natural or, you know, you can even, until recently, it was kind of a free-for-all to even use the word organic on your packaging, and then you would look on the back of the label, and there may not be a single organic ingredient in the whole product. Well, there's been a little bit of change in California. Now there is a regulation called the California Organic Products Act, which says that if you want to market your product as organic, you should have at least 70% organic content in your product. But that is not widely enforced. and there are plenty of brands that are on the mass market that are sold in, you know, drugstores like Walgreens and Target and things like that, that it's not enforced against them, and they could be making claims on their marketing packaging that aren't necessarily backed up in their ingredients. So
it makes me nuts because your vagina is a mucous membrane.
Well, exactly.
They're absorbed right into your bloodstream when you're applying them. And, you know, I see that some of this crap, and I don't want to do any hating, but, you know, some of them have the most awesome marketing departments and the most creative, you know, ad departments, but then their products, I mean, I hear from women, I've done over 1,300 pleasure parties in the last 9 years, and I have talked to tens of thousands of women, and they go, oh, my gosh, I bought this stuff at Safeway, and my vagina was burning and itching, and I had a yeast infection, and I hear it over and over, and it makes me nuts.
Well, I completely agree, and like we were talking about earlier, sometimes when people say, well, I don't want a sample of your lubricant, I'm not interested, it's because they've had such negative experiences with other products. And it's like, I have to convince them, like, just give this one a try. This isn't going to make you burn. This isn't going to cause a yeast infection. You know, this is going to do what it's supposed to do. And, you know, I'm surprised by how many people don't consider that your vagina is a mucous membrane. And if you're not willing to put it in your mouth, then you shouldn't be putting it in your vagina, is what I say.
Exactly. And, you know, first of all, I've been in this industry for almost 9 years now, and for, like, the first 2 years, all I could say is, no, I hate lube. I don't want it. I don't like it. And I felt terrible because I could never recommend something because everything I'd ever tried either made me feel itchy, would burn a little bit, couldn't wait to get in the shower. I was feeling anxious, like, oh, my God, this feels like it might give me a yeast infection. And God knows it pisses me off if I'm out of order for like 10 days because I have a freaking yeast infection. And, you know, so, and then I would meet all these women who say they don't like sex. Like, oh, I'm really not into it. And then as I started to delve deeper with one of my best friends, I was like, what do you mean you don't like sex? And she finally told me, well, every time I have sex, I get a freaking yeast infection. And they thought it was because, you know, the two of them weren't compatible as far as their pH balance goes, or they were having, their sex was too rough or too rigorous. And I was like, are you using lube? And then she told me what she was using, and I said, you know what, you need to try something different and just see if maybe that might switch things up for you. And sure enough, as soon as she found one that didn't have any parabens and preservatives and fragrance and flavor, it stopped for her. And then guess what, now she loves to have sex.
Right.
Well, people will tell me, no, I hate lube because it gives me a yeast infection. I'm like, no, that's a crappy lubricant that gives you a yeast infection.
Well, we have a joke around the office, without naming any names. There is a brand of lube that has some very nasty ingredients in it, and it is from the same company that makes a yeast infection treatment. And
oh,
so we always joke that they should package them together. You know, you buy the lube, and then you get a free yeast infection cream because one is inevitably going to lead to the other. So we're always joking about, like, what a brilliant marketing plan that would be.
Exactly. And I know that too. And it's just unfortunate to me when we don't have this information. Anyway, okay. So let's talk about the main product that you guys sell, which I think is your natural moisturizing lubricant.
The natural lubricant is an organic aloe-based lubricant. It has a little bit of sorbitol and hydroxyethyl cellulose in it, so it gives it a little body, so it has longer-lasting benefit than if you just use an aloe gel. There's a little bit of stevia in it, so it tastes sweet, stevia does not react in your system the way that sugars do, so it's not going to cause a yeast infection. But it's a great lube for anyone, but part of what is nice about the taste is that you can use it for, you know, vaginal sex and oral. So that's a nice benefit. But it's a very simple formula. It's latex friendly, and it's pH balanced for women, so it's not going to cause yeast infections or bacterial infections. And it's just very... very gentle. And it's also, you know, we've had people using it just daily that are dealing with vaginal dryness, whether it's from menopause or postpartum or medications that they might be taking. There's women that just use it every day as part of their kind of grooming routine. So that is a great product. And I do want to talk about the breast cream, but I also want to make sure and mention our arousal gel, which is... go ahead.
I said, what's in that one?
That one has a little bit of peppermint, and it also has niacin in it, which is a B vitamin that will open the capillaries and bring a flush of blood to the surface. So it's designed to be used on the clitoris, and it stimulates and warms the area, so it makes it more sensitive. And we've had amazing testimonials from it, from people saying that because it brings the blood to the surface, that it helps them self-lubricate. So that's awesome for people that are having a tough time lubricating. It really go ahead.
Donna, have you ever had anybody tell you that putting it on their clitoris first, then their brain kind of follows along later? Like some women use it who feel like maybe they have a low libido and they want to try and have a, you know, higher sex drive. So if they put on their clitoris and as their body starts to lubricate from the stimulating gel, then their brain kind of also catches up with them and then they go, okay, you know what, have sex.
Yeah. Well, we had great feedback from women. One woman in particular kind of stopped me in the aisle of one of our retailers and said, I work, I have kids, I'm busy. And she was like, I really want to stay close to my husband, but finding time and energy for sex is hard. And she said, I put on the arousal gel and I'm ready to go. And she was like, you know, it may not be the most, you know, long, passionate lovemaking. And she was like, but at least my husband and I get a chance to, you know, be close to one another. And so she was like, it's great. It's like a kickstart. So that has...
I saw women, it's kind of like jumper cables, right?
So yeah.
Like sometimes we just, and honestly for me, when I've been in a relationship, when we do finally get back together in bed, it's what would help me remember why I liked him again and not like why I wanted to kill him.
Right.
So, you know, it does kind of help to melt away all those resentments.
Definitely. I mean, I think about and talk about that all the time, that continuing to have a sexual relationship with your partner is the only thing is that's going to help keep you close. Otherwise, you just become friends or roommates, mm-hmm. you know. And
get further and further and further apart, too. So we only have a little bit of time left. So I want to make sure we also talk about the revitalizing breast. I'm looking at the label right now. Revitalizing Breast Exam Cream.
So that cream came out of the idea that we wanted to create a product that we could support the Breast Cancer Fund. The Breast Cancer Fund is a nonprofit that's based in the Bay Area, and their focus is finding what the environmental causes of breast cancer are and eliminating them from our lives. So that could be pollution in our environment. It could be pollution in our water. It could be nasty ingredients in the products that we use. It could be the plastic that our food is packaged in. So they have a whole scientific basis for figuring out what could be causing breast cancer and then using legislation to create laws so that those things are no longer poisoning us. So they're really amazing nonprofit.
And they're in the Bay Area, you said?
Yeah, their offices are in San Francisco, and their website is breastcancerfund.org.
And you guys are in Mill Valley?
Yeah, we're up in Marin County in Mill Valley. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make a product that we could sell and donate part of our profits to the Breast Cancer Fund. So we created the breast exam cream. So originally the idea was that we'd make something that you could use to kind of facilitate your monthly exam, where it would make your skin a little bit smoother and it would kind of let your fingers sort of glide across your breasts to do your exam. But, you know, what's the point of making something unless it's going to feel good, smell good, you know, and be a sensual, beneficial product. So we made this really lovely cream, which has organic coconut and almond milk as the base. It has essential fatty acids in it. It has a little bit of agave, so it has a tiny bit of a sweet taste. And I mean, it's not as good as ice cream, but it doesn't taste nasty.
Right.
So the idea is that you would be more likely to do your monthly exam. It would be more of a sensual experience. It would be something that wouldn't feel so scary or so tedious. But we also put all these great ingredients in it, so you could use it every day to nourish and moisturize and even firm the skin of your breasts and décolleté. And we've had people say they use it as facial moisturizer. We have one person who uses it after her bikini wax. She said it's the only thing that helps. I use it as an all-over body moisturizer. It smells delicious. It's just a really yummy cream. It's great for massage if someone's going to do any kind of massage, but a breast massage or anything saucy like that. And then it's also safe for nursing moms. So a lot of times nursing moms will have sore, cracked nipples, and it'll help with that. So
that's a great idea. I noticed right away when I used it that I kept smelling almonds. So I finally looked at the website, and I was sure enough there's almonds in it. It has that kind of color, but it also has that smell, that yummy almond oil smell that I like so much.
Yeah, I think it kind of smells like cookies or cake baking or something. It's like kind of vanilla almond. And so every jar that is purchased, $5 goes to the Breast Cancer Fund.
That's really generous of you guys.
Yeah, so we made a commitment to donate at least $25,000 to them. And you can find all of our retailers on our website, and regardless of where you purchase it from, that $5 will be donated to the Breast Cancer Fund. And we're promoting the product a lot this month because it is Breast Cancer Prevention Month, but even beyond this month, we'll still be making those donations. So,
And I love that there's a little sheet in with the Breast Revitalizing Cream, which reminds you how to do your breast self-exam, and of course, you know, we're supposed to do it once a month. I can't remember exactly what they recommend, but I always do it the day after the last day of my cycle. I can't remember if that's what they recommend. They do recommend to do it before or after, but that's what I always remember, is that the day my cycle's over. And then it teaches you how to do it and reminds you to do it. And that, I love that idea, because I know, especially, you know, those of us are super busy, and the women among us who have kids and stuff, sometimes, you know, they put everybody else first, and, you know, they barely go and get their mammogram when they need to. And we really are supposed to be remembering to do this once a month. And I know a lot of times they'll tell you to do it in the shower, which I think you could use this cream in the shower once you put it on. I think it would probably make everything nice and silky underwater.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like such a chore, right? It feels more like, oh, let's turn this into something pleasurable and pleasant, so that you start to get that, develop that memory that, oh, this is something nice to do for myself, not like a chore or something scary or yucky, something that, you know, you're going to treat yourself to once a month.
Exactly. And also, if you do decide to use it every day, it's a way to just be familiar with your breasts. So you're not going to be doing a full-on exam every day, but, you know, you'll just be touching your breasts and maybe looking at them. And, you know, I think that our breasts are, you know, amazing, special parts of our bodies, and that they're really sensual, and that, you know, it's something that a lot of women, I mean, just the same way that women are saying, oh, I don't need lubricant, I don't use that, a lot of women are like, well, why would I want a breast cream? And I'm like, well, because you want to treat your breasts with love, because, you know, they're special.
And as long as you have them, you want them to look good, right? You want them to look youthful and stay firm and soft and look pretty, and
yeah,
as long as you will take good care of them.
Exactly. So, I mean, I absolutely love the breast cream. And I don't even use perfume, because it just smells so good to me. So
It's really nice.
Yeah.
So, and then I think you guys also do you have a massage oil as well?
We do. We have a massage oil that is organic sunflower oil, and it has some cinnamon and some peppermint in it. So it smells kind of spicy and kind of sexy. And it warms up on contact, and it absorbs into the skin nicely, so it's not too greasy. It doesn't, you know, it's not going to leave a stain on your sheets or whatever. And until we created the breast cream, that's what I was using as my daily moisturizer. I jump out of the shower and put that all over my body, and so I love that. And I've been,
I didn't try that one, and so I don't know the answer to this, but I know you said it gets warm. Then does that mean it does not get sticky?
It does not get sticky, no. It has a really nice glide to it, and then as you massage with it, it just absorbs into the skin. And it's going to be...
Is it because it's glycerin-free that it doesn't get sticky?
Yeah, it's a really simple formula. It's just the organic sunflower oil is the main ingredient, and that is going to, any kind of organic plant oil is going to work with your skin, and it's going to absorb in. It's not going to stick on the surface. It's not going to cause, it's not going to keep your skin from breathing and from functioning the way it should. Unfortunately, a lot of body lotions that have petroleum-based ingredients, they kind of lay on the surface of your skin and your skin can't respirate properly. So this is going to be, more nourishing and kind of absorb in and really eventually just disappear.
God knows if you're over 40, you want your skin to be able to respirate because you don't want to make yourself even sweatier than you need to be.
Well, yeah, and I think that unfortunately so many things that, obviously this is my soapbox, but so many things that are on the market have these ingredients that are actually bad for your skin that on first contact might feel, luscious and nourishing, but in the long run they're actually really preventing your skin from functioning properly.
No,
so it's like it's supposed to be anti-aging and is actually causing aging. So,
yeah.
But I could go on forever about ingredients.
And so how long has when did Melissa found this company? How long has Blossom Organics been in business?
We've been in business for just over a year, and we just keep growing. And we have been having a lot of fun in this industry. This is a new world for me. Before this, I worked in skincare, so this has been really fun to start working in a more sensual, sexual environment. And we will definitely be coming out with some new SKUs over the next year.
Cool.
Yeah.
I feel like something that's kind of missing in the adult industry kind of products, if this interests you or Melissa at all, but I always tell people I can't stand anything that has like the warming element typically, because things are going to get sticky usually because they put some kind of sugar derivative in there, and that's what makes it sticky and tacky. And then things that are flavored often taste like crap. And if somebody could come with like a more natural, organic line of things that are body safe, that could make oral sex taste better, because a lot of men and a lot of women do not give oral because they don't like the scent or the flavor. And it seems silly to me, as I like to tell women, your vagina is supposed to smell and taste like a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
That's what men are attracted to. But, the media and the world tells us our vagina should smell and taste like an ocean breeze. So we get all this angst built up about receiving oral sex. And so, even though I hate that women feel that way about their bodies, I know that some women need a tool to help them feel more confident. And I can never really recommend anything that's flavored, because all that junk in our industry is filled with stuff that's just yuck.
Yeah. Well, we do have a warming lubricant. It has a little bit of peppermint in it. The warming sensation is very subtle. So I know a lot of people have tried a warming product that then feels like it's burning. Our warming sensation is a little tingly, kind of starts cool, and then it warms up with friction. But it's very subtle. And because it's peppermint and it's a natural oil, a natural flavor, it tastes to me like peppermint patties.
Mm.
So that is definitely something I would recommend for a starter point if you want to use, and it's totally safe to eat. So if someone is performing oral in either direction, whoever your partner is, the all of our products are safe to eat, but the warming lubricant actually tastes good. The natural lubricant tastes pretty good. The arousal gel, because it has the B vitamins in it, it does taste a little bit like vitamins, like kind of medicine-y, so it may not be the greatest flavor, but it is safe to eat. So, yeah, I would say try the warming lubricant and see if that works. And then we have gotten a lot of feedback that people are looking for more flavors that are natural and that don't taste like, I mean, I've tried a lot of different stuff that just tastes like fake candy, you know,
so
chemicals.
Bad.
And it doesn't even taste good. So it's not going to make giving oral or anything any better because it doesn't actually taste good.
It's really bad, some of it. Like, just, I don't know what the hell, I don't even know how to describe it, especially if it's any chocolate flavored or banana flavored, stay far, far away. But we're almost out of time. Thank you so much. Once again, will you just please share your website so our listeners can check it out and see if they want to maybe even, you know, buy a little bit of lubricant for themselves?
Of course. Our website is blossom-organics.com. We're on Facebook. It's facebook.com/blossomorganics, and Twitter is @blossomorganics. And on our website, we have a whole retailer area, and we have online retailers, we have brick-and-mortar retailers, we have stores all over the country. So it would be great if people want to learn more and do a little shopping. Of course, we love that.
Thank you so much, Johanna. It's nice talking with you. Thank you so much for thinking about our body safe, our mucous membranes not getting filled up with all this other junk that's out there that you can buy at Walgreens and Walmart.
Exactly.
It makes me nuts. So thank you for educating all of us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Have a great one. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, take care. Lots of great sex this weekend, lots of tricks and treats, I hope. And we'll be back next Wednesday with, I can't remember right now, but we'll be back next Wednesday. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift for